Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote.
I voted for everyone.
What is your main racial background?
Racial? White.
Okay. What is your age?
85.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Housing and property insurance costs, abortion, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding, preparation, overdevelopment.
Inflation and the border.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis.
Positive.
Joe Biden.
Negative.
Donald Trump.
Positive.
The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Increasing teacher pay. Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, improving the academic rating of schools, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options.
Discipline and start teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic again.
You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traditional public schools.
Unfavorable.
Charter schools.
Oh, no.
Your local PTA or PTO?
I don't know.
Teachers? Teachers?
Favorable.
Moms for Liberty. Your county school board.
I don't know.
Private schools.
I don't know.
Teacher unions.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your country school board is doing? That your county school board is doing?
I don't.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following best describes you? Local education issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Extremely engaged.
Okay. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools while educational choice is nice. It takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
They should have the choice.
As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Not important.
Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their children's education. Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
I think they should try to not back them.
Okay. You will now be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports protecting a girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
I'm for just females, not transgender.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Can you repeat that one?
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
I agree.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Disagree.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salaries.
I missed that one again.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salaries.
Agree.
A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I agree.
A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
Can you repeat that one again? I'm sorry.
Yes. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
Disagree.
A candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I agree.
A candidate who supports has light increase as I apologize. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security?
I disagree.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting in uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
Disagree.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in classroom.
I agree.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Disagree.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for the classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida?
22 years.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox?
Every day.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. Thank you.